America's most exciting music, brought to you by Schenley's Costa Blanca Wines, with Morton Gould, the Costa Blanca Orchestra, Dorothy Shay, and starring Alec Templeton. This is your host, Frank Gallup, welcoming you, and by shortwave, our services overseas, to a program of America's most exciting musical interpretations, starting with a brilliant version of Singing in the Rain. Alack, what next to do? Why, folks, the party's not begun, because here's our hero, Alec Templeton.
Thank you, Frank Gallup. This is the season for the birds and the bees and the flowers, and tonight we're giving the nod to the last mention, the flowers. Good old honeysuckle rose. It's a symphony in four parts: spiritual, boogie, waltz, and back to jump. So, Morton, honeysuckle rose, if you please.
Thank you.
At this time of year, in many an orchard, the gnarled apple tree and slim peach fling the startling beauty of their blossoms against the mild spring sky. A different kind, a quiet beauty, reigns in the vineyards of California's Livermore Valley. It is the orderly beauty of long rows of vines stretching along the warm floor of the valley. What is the modest habit of tiny grape buds to conceal the glory of the sun-ripened wine grape under the leafy fullness of the vines? Through the long summer, they will develop, storing up the strength of good earth and the warmth of sun, awaiting the harvest of their ripeness. And then they will be gently pressed at the nearby Cresta Blanca winery, where, for over half a century, America's finest wines have been produced in bottle-ripe perfection. Bottle-ripe means drawn from the cask and bottled at the exact moment to assure perfect taste and Cresta quality. That is why we mean the finest of all wines when we say C-R-E-S-T-A, B-L-A-N-C-A, Cresta Blanca, Cresta Blanca. In an orchestra, color is a magic known only to the best musicians. Morton Gould has selected his musicians with an eye to creating tone colors you will long remember in exciting versions of old favorites. An example now in Morton's arrangement of April in Paris. Dorothy Shea is as charming as she is gifted, which tees her off well on both counts. Herewith, Dorothy Shea and a special treat for you and you and you. Dorothy, sing something simple.
Sing something simple, a little ditty that's sweet and simple. You'll get the swing of it soon, for here's a tune that any child can sing. D stands for dimple, the words are silly, the song is simple. But after hearing it once, the dumbest dunce can memorize the thing. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, you can't go wrong. Oh, say it's bound to sound like some other song. But Lord knows it's simple, so get together and let's be simple. I don't know whether or not you knew, they call this classic I Love You. Sing something simple. You'll get the swing of it soon, for here's a tune that any child can sing. Sing something simple, da 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 da. And after hearing it once, the dumbest dunce can memorize the thing. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, you can't go wrong. Oh, say it's bound to sound like some other song. But Lord knows it's simple, so get together and let's be simple. I don't know whether or not you knew, they call this classic I Love You. Just a ditty, kind of pretty, and it means that I love you.
If you go to the Broadway musical Oklahoma, you'll be amazed at its extravagant score. It contains many selections quite as appealing as those you hear so frequently. But the members of the Cresta Black Orchestra have an opportunity to display the full measure of their virtuosity in Morton Gould's brilliant setting of such bright gems as Many a New Day, All or Nothing, and Kansas City.
Thank you.
Morton Gould and the string choir of the Cuesta Blanca Orchestra play an all-time hit, Body and Soul.
Galloping here, galloping there, Frank is galloping everywhere, hither and yon and round about. Where would this program be without a man named Franca? A man named Franca. So give three cheers, hip hip hooray, with Frank and Cuesta Blanca.
Thank you, Alex. No doubt you've been part of a social gathering where the guests were not too well acquainted. And then a new arrival miraculously changes the whole atmosphere. He knows everyone, delivers a word here, a smile there, and soon everyone is congenial. Well, good wine is like that. Good wine promotes friendliness and a relaxed atmosphere. And good wine makes food taste better. That is why, in so many hospitable homes, Cuesta Blanca wines, the crest of quality since 1890, inevitably appear on the table at mealtime. The flavor and quality of these bottle-right wines, in addition to the zest they add to a meal, are the recognized mark of good taste. And so when you plan your next meal, be sure that the table is graced with a bottle of Cuesta Blanca wine. And then watch your guests respond to the charm of C-R-E-S-T-A, B-L-A-N-C-A, Cuesta Blanca, Cuesta Blanca. Well, Alec, tonight I understand you have an illustrious guest to introduce.
A very illustrious guest, Francois. Well, you know, I've always said the old masters were first and foremost human. So tonight I want you to meet a man by the name of Ludwig van Beethoven as he was just coming back to life and is going to take the tour through Tin Pan Alley. He's going to have a session with Cole Porter, something like this. My scene is in Tin Pan Alley, where song pluggers all get pally, when Ludwig van Beethoven enters the scene with a song that he wrote for Crosby and Valley. Gentlemen, says Ludwig, it seems I can never make a hit. Tchaikovsky seems to have all the schmaltz, but your words to my tunes don't fit. So do you think you can put me straight?
Oh, can you help me?
Okay, babe. What a beautiful night in June. To prune. Broke my heart. Said it from the start. Could this be love again?
No, no, no. The words and melody will not go.
Well,
listen to this. Here is something that I'm sure can never be missed. Part of my Moonlight Sonata. Oh, listen, please, to this.
Laddie, old boy, I'm sorry, but you stole that, as you might say. A guy called Porter wrote that tune and called it Night and Day. Night and Day, you are the one.
Who is this man called Porter?
I don't pass him up for corn.
I wrote that melody long before Porter was born. Oh, what can I do? It seems I can never make a hit.
Hey, what's that tune? Did you write that? I've heard that one before.
Part of my Fifth Symphony, Fate Knocking at the Door.
You've made a hit. You're really made. You're on the all-time hit parade. For every father, son, and brother, every sister, daughter, mother knows so well. It's plain to see that tune is the for victory.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Yes, that April night in 75 heralded America's struggle for independence. And on the next day, April 19th, began the Battle of Concord and Lexington. Into that struggle was woven a tune which very likely is as popular today as it was then. Now, Morton Gould's special arrangement for the Cuesta Blanca Orchestra, Yankee Doodle. Thank you. Alec, I hear music. What can it be?
B-W-B, B-W-B, you and I must B-W-B. That's the song we sing as we buy war bonds for victory. That spells doom to Berlin, Tokyo. This is Alec Templeton saying cheerio.
America's most exciting music will be heard again next Wednesday with Morton Gould, Dorothy Shay, and starring Alec Templeton. Alec will appear in concert this Sunday in Lowell, Massachusetts. And this is Frank Gallup, your host for the Cresta Blanca Wine Company of Livermore, California, reminding you, whenever you dine, dine with wine and make it the best wine. C-R-E-S-T-A, B-L-A-N-C-A, Cresta Blanca, Cresta Blanca. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.